Olive Sagapolo was the ultimate run stuffer as a Wisconsin Badger football player. The 340-pound-plus nose tackle started 44 games with the Badgers, had 61 tackles, 10 of those for a loss, 6 sacks, and even an INT, an interception. Just a few days ago, Sag signed a free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons after 2 seasons in Detroit with the Lions. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is a show you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us at the home base in the World Wide Web, WWIB.com, for all the info you need to connect and give and help keep the show on the air. Olive Sagapolo is back with me from his new home in Atlanta. So let's talk about your days as a Badger. Played 44 games for the program there in Madison. Kind of wheel us back here a little bit. How did you and the Badgers get together in the first place, Olive?
Well, I did a training camp in high school. It was an all-Polynesian camp. It was one of those few camps that my mom allowed me to go to because it was one place where all these coaches were able to come out and check me out and see what kind of a player I was. I knew that there were going to be a lot of coaches represented at this camp that I was going to. And so I went out, kind of just did my thing, and Wisconsin offered me a couple months after that. And so I think that was definitely the first time I had my first offer from Wisconsin.
Sure. You were born in Hawaii, raised for a good share of your life in warm and sunny California. So what was that first winter like for you up in Madison?
You know what? It's actually kind of a funny story. Every time I tell this story, people just kind of laugh at me. But, you know, like you said, growing up in California, I never really saw snow. I mean, I never saw it fall from the sky. I mainly, you know, got there and there were a bunch of snow plows that kind of cleared up areas around Big Bear area, which is like up in the mountains in Southern California. First day it rained, it was my freshman year, and we were playing against Northwestern. I saw that it was snowing outside. I ran outside and started to open my mouth and catch snowflakes. And then I made snowballs, threw them at people, cars. I think I just got really excited to finally play with snow. And after that, you know, didn't really like snow as much. I realized that the weather can never go back to super warm. But my favorite time of the year, though, of course, was spring. As soon as the transition in where you can, it's 40 degrees outside, and you can still wear shorts and like a pullover. Definitely best time of the year right there.
Yeah, you don't overheat, right? All right. What lessons, Olive, did you take with you from your days as a Badger, your years there in Wisconsin, that kind of stick with you the rest of your life?
Always do your job. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the kind of typical things that you hear guys say is do your 111 whenever it comes to the field. Make sure that you're where you're supposed to be. As a Wisconsin player, a lot of coaches know what kind of guys that they're bringing in. But everybody says Wisconsin, they think of hardworking kids. And it's kind of, I feel like, comes up in that whole blue-collar mentality that whatever work needs to get done, that's what we'll do, no matter the sacrifices, whatever stuff that we have to do in order to achieve a goal and win games, definitely have to do it. And I think that's one of the big things, is just trying to do your job.
Sure, sure. And you got a little taste of coaching your senior season, kind of mentoring some of your teammates, younger teammates. You volunteered as an assistant coach with the team while you played, and you said that this is something that maybe you're inclined to pursue when your playing days are over, huh, coaching?
Yeah. I think for me, I really enjoy coaching. I really enjoy learning new things from different players, learning different techniques, different kind of situations in which I'm able to just help out the defensive line in. I think for me, it's just I love being able to give back. I think that kind of roots in what my family's always done, what my mom's always done, is giving back to
family and friends. And so that's kind of what I did. When I was living in California here a couple months ago, I was a defensive line coach for our private club team because in California they didn't have any, high school ball wasn't really around, and so we created a club team, and I was coaching there for our Cal Strength football team, and guys seem to enjoy it. That's kind of what I do on the side whenever I'm not working. Another way to kind of just meet kids and try to teach them whatever knowledge that I have.
Good for you. Olive Sagapolo, the former Badger starting nose tackle, now playing with the Atlanta Falcons on Sports and Commentary. Run out of time here, so let me prevail upon you to come back for our next Sports and Commentary. We can visit more about football and talk about how you have seen the Lord faithful in your life through the NFL roller coaster that you've been on here. So appreciate you coming back and taking the time again. Let's get back together on the next show, okay?
Sounds good.